Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Inagata Davida, everybody, and welcome to the short stuff. It's Josh and Chuck and there's Jerry over there somewhere out there in the ether, right?
I hope so.
And this is Stuff You Should Know, short stuff. We should probably stop horsing around.
Yeah, so I don't know why you said Inagata Davida. I'm assuming, is that Swedish?
No, I think it's pig Latin or gibberish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's in the Garden of Eden, but for some reason he said Inagata Davida.
Why did you say it for this show?
No, it's just for fun. It's a pleasant thing to hear, don't you think?
I thought it was an Easter egg.
No, and now it's just totally ruined.
Well, we are talking about a pretty interesting thing that you teased out on an episode we did recently, and one that is from an episode, well, this is not from an episode, but there's also a 99% Invisible episode about this.
Yep, there is.
So if you want to hear a better version, just tune into that one.
Right. Roman has us beat in just about every way, but we'll try our best, right?
Agreed.
So what we're talking about today is called Dagen H, and Dagen H is Swedish for our day or right day. The H stands for Huger, which is the Swedish word for right. And what the whole thing was really talking about was something called, Huger Trafikomlagningen.
Nice.
I don't know if nice is the right word, but sure, thank you. And what that means is the right-hand traffic diversion. And ultimately, what all of these words and umlauts all piled together mean is that this is the day, Dagen H, September 3rd, 1967, when Sweden said, we're no longer driving on the left hand of the road like we have been since 1734. We're all of a sudden, on one day, going to switch over to the right-hand side.
That's right. And I think, did you mention how long they had been driving on the other side?
Yeah, since 1734.
It's a long time. Yeah. So what you're having to do is, there's a couple of factors here. You've got to teach people how to do this, literally. So they put together a pamphlet that literally told you how to do it. And then you got to, it's an infrastructure project, supposedly the largest driving-related infrastructure project ever undertaken by any country.
Oh, really? No, it was definitely Sweden's largest infrastructure project to that day. It was the largest for any country as far as traffic's related?
Largest traffic-related infrastructure, yes, what I just said, project.
Right, okay. I just couldn't believe my ears, Chuck. But there's the infrastructure section of it, and then there's the public information campaign. And it was a lot more than just like a pamphlet. Pamphlets were step like one dot, we'll go with, indicating that there's plenty other steps. How about that? And some of the other things they did was TV ads, radio ads, newspaper ads. They came up with a logo for Dagen H that was everywhere. They had a song contest to pick a theme song for Dagen H, and they came up with a good one.
I'm sure you listened to it.
Yeah, it was good of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was called, well, the American translation is Keep to the Right, Svensson.
I love the Swedes.
And it was by the Telestars. Mm-hmm. And it was, like you said, selected by a vote. It actually reached number 5 on their charts, whatever the Swedish charts are. And there was also a weird little sly side meaning, because apparently keeping it to the right means to be faithful to your significant other as opposed to cheating on some, which is going left.
Oh, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
Wow, Chuck, that's a deep cut right there.
It's fairly deep.
So the name of the song in Swedish is Haldig till Huger, Svensson. And
I listened to it enough that I could have sung it, but enough time has elapsed since I've heard it. It's already gone. Can you sing that it?
That would have been great. No.
Do you think we've talked about it enough to play it at any point, or do we have to just tell people to go look it up on YouTube?
No, I mean, could we play like a version where we won't get sued?
I don't know. We'll find out in the edit. How about that?
All right. Well, let's play a little part right now.
Here is Hall Dig Till Hugger, Svensson, by the Telestars. Hall Dig Till Hugger, Svensson. Hall Dig Till Hugger, Anna Slutade. It's just
not bad.
About as catchy as it gets. I'm surprised it only rose to number 5 on the Hit Parade.
Yeah. Here's the thing with H-Day, though. You know, every municipality had to deal with their own issues. They had to change. I mean, when you think about it, it's not just about educating the public.
Mm-hmm.
That pamphlet I mentioned, I want to make it clear, that was not just like, hey, here's what we're doing. It is, here is how to drive on the other side of the road.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
And then you've got street signs, mm-hmm. you've got bus stops, mm-hmm. you got traffic lights, you got bicycle lanes, you got one-way streets, you got buses that have doors on one side of the vehicle that now need doors on the other side.
Right.
It was huge.
Yeah, one of the other things, too, was the Swedes didn't even want to do this. There was
not at all.
There was a referendum that had been held 10 years before when they started thinking about doing this, and like 83% of Swedish voters said no.
Yeah,
they did not want to start driving on the right-hand side of the road. And the government said, well, we're doing it anyway. And the reason why they wanted to do this in the first place was because Sweden was kind of lagging behind the rest of Europe, which had started to increasingly, or the rest of the world, I should say, which has started to increasingly drive on the right-hand side of the road. And so that was one thing. Sweden didn't want to look backwards or anything like that. But then the other thing is that the government was like, this may cause fewer fatalities because while we drive on the left side of the road, we're buying cars, including Volvos, that are designed to be driven on the right-hand side of the road. So you're driving on the left-hand side of the road on the left side of your car, which means you're just kind of looking down into this little ditch next to you with oncoming traffic, which seems reasonable that they thought this was a dangerous situation.
Yeah, you know, I never really considered that because I didn't wonder what the big deal was. My only experience, I think I've said before, was when we were on the Australian tour, I drove opposite side and right-hand side steering wheel-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I think about it, I guess it would be a little weird to be opposite side with the regular setup.
Right. Yeah, it would be a little weird. Like, you'd be really far removed from kind of where you need to be paying the most attention, I think, is the thing. And they ultimately did show a decline in traffic accidents and fatalities because of Dog and H, but they think it was because people were just paying more attention, getting used to driving on the right-hand side, because within 2 years, it went back up to about normal.
Yeah, I think people are a little extra cautious, which is great.
Yep.
Here's the thing, though. When you do something like this, it's not like little by little over the course of a month you can start changing street signs, because that would be chaos.
Right.
So the night before and the day before, they had to shut down basically almost all traffic. You had to have special permissions to have a car on the road at all.
Right.
And they had to change 360,000 street signs
right. In
less than 24 hours.
Were they successful? We'll let you know right after this message break. Hey everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. everybody, we're here to tell you about Viator, a tool that you can use to plan and book travel experiences around the world.
That's right. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences so you can discover what's out there no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in.
Yep, Viator can help you plan better travel experiences. 300,000 plus travel experiences to choose from means you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy.
That's right. You can also enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been on the experience that you're considering. Plus, you get free cancellation that helps you plan for the unexpected.
Yeah, and Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know you'll get support at any hour if things aren't going as planned. So download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. Okay, Chuck, I can't stand the tension any longer. Were they successful in changing 360,000 street signs all across Sweden in one single night?
Well, I want to say for sure, my gut says they may have missed one or two.
Okay.
But overall, they were very successful. At 4:50 in the a.m. on September 3rd, 1967, mm-hmm. bunch of people came out to watch. There were cars on the road, and they said, stop, go to the other side, and directed people to the other side and said, all right, have a blast, everybody.
Yeah. There was like a countdown on the radio, and then there was the announcement after they reached one that Sweden now drives on the right-hand side of the road, and everybody can start driving. And I'm sure they were like wobbling and weaving and kind of like little kids on a bike with training wheels, or after having the training wheels taken off, I should say. I'll bet it was adorable to see. But there were... The next day, that was a Sunday at like 5 a.m. when they started. And the next business day, Monday, there were no fatalities. Nobody died. And there were like 157 car wrecks, which is slightly lower than a normal Monday in Sweden.
Yeah, and it was not cheap either. Obviously, this is going to cost a ton of money. At the time, it cost 628 million kroner. Mm-hmm.
Which was just astronomical.
Yeah, it's about $316 million American dollars today, but about 5% more than the government's estimated budget, which is not a bad overrun.
No, not at all. And if you read some of the articles on it, we used, in addition to a couple others, this one BBC article about it that was super interesting. They pointed out, some of the people who were there and took part in this, pointed out, like, dude, that was ridiculously cheap, even for the time, for the massive scale of this. Not just the infrastructure again, but also all of the public information campaign too. They did it for cheap, and they did it really quickly.
Yeah, it was quite a project. My hat is off to them. Mm-hmm. For doing it, by all accounts, like pretty successfully.
Yeah, they did it, and they said that's great. But then, like I said, traffic fatalities went back up. After a couple of years when people got used to it. And so Sweden undertook a project starting in 1997 that said, we don't want any traffic fatalities, no matter what side of the road we drive on, in our country. So they came up with a program called Vision Zero. And they've just been slowly but surely trying to whittle down the number of traffic fatalities. And in 2016, it was down to 270. 270. That's
awesome.
That's a minuscule amount for a country the size of Sweden for an entire year. So who knows if they'll ever get to zero, but hats off to them for trying to do that.
Yeah, and for digging up Telestar to cut the hit song Vision Zero.
Right. They literally had to dig one of the members up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got nothing else except to recommend the 99% Invisible episode, because they do their show a little differently. So they got some cool interviews with mm-hmm. people that were there at the time. And it's always, you know, a little more dressed up than our show.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean way more dressed up.
Agreed. They do it very well over there. So that's it for short stuff. Go head on over to 99% Invisible, and we will see you next time. Adios.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.